This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Deadly wildfires continue to ravage portions of the U.S. states of California, Washington, and Oregon. The fires are so massive, smoke has settled over the East Coast, like New York and Washington. Oregon is considered the most concentrated fire hotspot, with Governor Kate Brown asking President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the state. That would allow for additional federal resources. President Trump has already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. Oregon emergency management officials said some 16 people remained missing and that 8 people have been confirmed dead. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help firefighters contain the fires and clear the air of smoke. The U.S. Justice Department has charged 5 Chinese residents and 2 Malaysian businessmen in a hacking effort involving a wide range of businesses, companies, and people. Federal prosecutors said the Chinese nationals had been charged with hacking more than 100 companies in the United States and abroad. That includes computer manufacturers, telecommunications providers, social media companies, video game firms, nonprofits, as well as foreign governments and politicians and civil society figures in Hong Kong. The U.S.'s Alabama-Florida coast was left with uprooted trees, flooded streets, and down power lines Wednesday as Hurricane Sally tore through the region. The hurricane, which struck as a Category 2, brought the threat of more flooding to the U.S. southeast. The storm was downgraded to a Category 1 storm later in the day. This is VOA News. President Trump denies he ever downplayed the threat of the coronavirus. The denial comes despite there being an audio recording of him stating that he did downplay it. Speaking at a televised town hall hosted by ABC News in the U.S. city of Philadelphia Tuesday, President Trump defended his handling of the coronavirus crisis. He also said a vaccine against a deadly virus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about the accelerated timeline. Japan has a new prime minister. Yoshihide Suga was voted into the role by parliament on Wednesday. He's the country's first new leader in nearly 8 years, appointing a new cabinet that kept around much of his predecessor Shinzo Abe's lineup. Suga, who's considered Abe's right-hand man, has pledged to pursue many of Abe's programs and his economic strategy. Suga also said in a news conference Wednesday he would implement policies to beef up Tokyo's alliance with the United States while hoping to establish stable relationships with China and Russia. 5 million confirmed coronavirus infections in India. The nation passed that marker on Wednesday as the virus continues to rage and test the healthcare system. India has added more than 1 million cases this month alone. The world's second most populous country is expected to surpass the United States and become the pandemic's worst hit country within weeks. India's health ministry reported more than 90,000 new cases in the past 24 hours. The global economy might be doing better during the pandemic than what was originally believed. However, it is still vulnerable to a new outbreak of the deadly coronavirus. International Monitoring Group, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, said Wednesday the world's economy will slip 4.5% this year, an improvement from the 6% drop it predicted in June. The OECD said the world's economic fortunes will rebound next year, growing by 5%, but cautioned that the outlook is subject to considerable uncertainty as the pandemic remains untamed. The World Trade Organization has ruled the Trump administration's tariffs on Chinese goods to be illegal. It's the first time the Geneva-based trade body has ruled against a series of tariffs the administration has imposed on a number of countries. The ruling would allow China to impose retaliatory tariffs. The U.S. tariffs target 2 batches of Chinese products. We have that story and more on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.